Introduction. It is important that the reader understand the danger of accepting the teachings of this author or any other author, pastor, or teacher at face value. No person's teachings should be blindly accepted. When we, without question, accept anyone's teachings, we place ourselves in danger of being led astray. There are many false teachers in the world and in the church today. It is essential that we try the spirits and that we take any teaching, no matter how famous or highly revered the teacher may be, to the scriptures for verification. This author encourages you to take the teachings of this book to the scriptures and search them out diligently. When we take teachings to the scriptures, it is important to look up and review the context of the passages that the teacher has referred to. It may be even more important to allow the Spirit to direct us to passages that appear to contradict the conclusions presented by the teacher. Usually, there is more than one perspective presented in Scripture for any individual truth. This is due to the incredible depth and the manifold wisdom of God. It is the tendency of natural man to see at most only one side of any truth presented in Scripture. It is therefore necessary for the reader, the listener, to look to the Holy Spirit to reveal more than just one aspect of any truth in question. We should desire God to reveal to us as many aspects of the specific truth as He is willing to show us, and that we are able and prepared to receive. Our initial desire in searching out in the Scriptures the truths that are being taught is to verify if the teachings do in fact have a scriptural basis and are properly applied. Our secondary goal is to broaden our understanding of the specific truth being taught by seeing the truth from other perspectives, thereby deepening our understanding of our God and of His ways. As we come to see various aspects of any truth, we will become more accepting of other believers and of their individual understanding of the truths that they have come to believe and embrace. This will enable us to more effectively maintain the unity of the Spirit and reduce the tendency to separate ourselves from other believers simply because we have stumbled upon some teaching about which there are different understandings. It is important for all of us to realize that none of us has all understanding or all knowledge of the truths presented in Scripture. At best, we see in part and we understand in part. We are all disciples. We are all students. We are all in the process of learning. The only way any of us can learn is if we begin by humbling ourselves and admit that we don't have all the answers. We need to consider others as better than ourselves and realize that if we have an ear to hear, God can teach us by His Spirit through the speaking of any brother or sister. When we think too highly of ourselves, we have greatly reduced our ability to learn. Our ultimate goal in coming to the Scriptures is to be fed. We must come to the Scriptures as those that are hungry for the living Word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Our desire should be to know Him. May God give us the grace and the hunger to hear God speaking by His Spirit through the Scriptures and through every brother and sister that we fellowship with. Perhaps, if we are hungry enough, God will feed us with more of Christ, that at His return we may know Him and be found in Him. May we be those that are truly taught by the Holy Spirit and not by men. John von Ernst.